Welcome in to the Phils in 5 podcast. I'm your host, Bretzky. It is Monday, April 1st, 2024, and welcome to Season 3 of the Phils in 5 pod. A quick little 5-ish minute blast of Phillies a couple times a week to get you caught up on our favorite franchise. We're going to trim things back slightly this year with just 2 shows a week regularly, Mondays and Fridays, with an eye on bringing a quick recap after and in between every single series for the Fightin' Phils in your 2024 season. And we're going to try and keep it up as long as we can this summer with some life changes expected for my family and I in just the next couple of months. Anyway, back to baseball. It was an exciting weekend down at the bank, and then we got started off a day late. We did get some sunshine for opening day on Friday. The pitching, however, took a few days to stabilize. And so after 2 straight L's to the division rival Braves, which were numbers 11,260 and 11,261 of all time, the boys did get into the win column on Sunday with a 5-4 comeback victory. So let's ring the bell for win one of the 2024 season. And we'll recap the games. As we said, we're trying to trim things back a little bit this season, so let's get to it. We're going to run through it pretty quickly. Friday, Zach Wheeler looked just great. 6 innings pitched, 5 hits, 5 Ks, no runs, stud. The bullpen did not look great, however, after the Phillies scratched a 2-0 lead against Spencer Strider. The pen just fell apart. Matt Stram blew the game in the 5th. Jose Alvarado looked even worse in the 8th. He walked 2, allowed 5 runs on 3 hits in just 2/3 of an inning. 2-0 lead went to a 9-2 deficit in the blink of an eye. And then we finished with a 9-3 loss to open the season. Yuck. Saturday was a drubbing, and ironically, Aaron Nola's only clean frame of his first start of the season was the infamous Rav 4th inning, which he usually struggles in. Nola yielded 7 runs on 12 hits with a walk and just 3 strikeouts in his season debut. Okay, throw it away. JT got his first long ball on Saturday with a 2-for-3 day, and he would continue to hit the ball hard on Sunday as well. And Sunday, speaking of, was a much better day for the Phils. An early hiccup from Ranger put the Phillies in a 2-0 hole, but he settled back in and struck out 7 over 5 innings, allowing 3 runs. The Phillies got a leadoff Schwarbaum in the 1st before kind of squandering the bases loaded opportunity in the 5th, but then did manage to get a run there to make it a 3-2 game, and then they finally put together a 2-out rally in the bottom of the 7th to get the lead for good, and that one barely even got going because Johan Rojas nearly grounded into an inning-ending double play, but replay review showed he just beat it out at first base, and the Phils would then dink and dunk their way to victory from there. We got a single from Kyle Schwarber, Trey Turner hit a ball through the hole, another single, and then Alec Bohm blooped one into left field, fell just shy of Adam Wolf's glove, 2 runs, came around, Phils take the lead, get a 2-run lead, they lose a run back, but the bullpen, Hoffman, Strom, Dominguez, Soto, and Alvarado managed 4 innings of 1-run ball to slam the door shut, Phils' first dub of the season. Let's ring it one more time. And our big takeaway of the series, the Braves are still really good, but the Phils can compete. A slightly disappointing series, but some very, very positive things. Wheeler looked awesome. Schwarber off to a nice start. He's got a home run in April, so that's a good sign. Or even before April, a home run in March. Hoffman throwing great in the bullpen. Alvarado, nice to see a bounce back on Sunday. Brandon Marsh, Bryson Stott, JT Realmuto all look locked in early out of the gates. All right, some news and notes. A lot of lefties were on the bench on Sunday as Rob Thompson decided to play the matchups against Chris Sale in his first start with the Braves, but Bryce was perhaps the worry as he took a nasty tumble into the dugout early on Saturday, bloodied up his fingers, but they said he'd be fine. We know he's had the sore back lately, but hopefully he'll be back in the lineup tonight on Monday, and we'll just chalk this one up to getting some righties on the bench and getting some guys some rest early on. All right, a quick look around the NL East. The Braves went 2-of-3. As we know, they head to Chicago to take on the White Sox next. The Nationals got 1 against the Reds. They get Pittsburgh next at home. The Marlins are 0-4 after dropping 4 straight to the Pirates, and they'll host the Angels. And the Mets tied for last, but just 0-3 after being swept by the Brewers in Queens. They host Detroit starting today. Up next, Phillies welcome the Cincinnati Reds to Citizens Bank Park for a three-game series to close the opening homestand. It's going to be a rainy one this week in Philly, so we'll have to see how it goes with the weather. Well, it should be clear tonight. It is definitely going to be chilly either way. Monday night, we'll get Christopher Sanchez's first turn of 2024. Very exciting to see how he can build off his season last year versus Andrew Abbott for the Reds. Tuesday, Spencer Turnbull gets the fifth slot. He came in as an offseason signing, and we're going to need him right away with Taijuan Walker struggling. He'll go against Graham Ashcroft. Got some good stuff. Can be a bit wild at times. And then they're going to close the series on Wednesday, a 1-5-day game. Zach Wheeler back on the mound for his second start of the season versus Frankie Montas. And then we're off on Thursday. We'll be back with you on Friday to recap the Red Series. Take a look at our first road series. We're headed down to Washington to play the Nats. Have a great day. So happy that we are back here. And that's all we got for you. Go, Phils! We'll see you on Friday.